everyone, and welcome back to the ABC Podcast, where today we are going to be talking about one of the greatest debated topics of all time, and that is the debate between creation and evolution. Now, as per usual, I'm going to start today with the argument based on the fact that the person believes in the Bible, okay? So, if you believe in the Bible and you believe in God, then there is no reason to believe in evolution at all. Genesis 1:1 says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." That's all you need to know, is that God created the heaven and the earth. And if you continue to read Genesis 1, you're going to see all of the different days that God created and what he created on them. Now, if you believe in God, there is no reason to believe in evolution at all. To believe that God and evolution are both true, then you're going to have to say at that point that God used evolution to create the world, which I know that may seem possible, but at the same time, you got to realize God being a perfect, orderly, and infinite God would not just leave something half done. He would not just leave something half finished and hopefully hope for the best for his creation to turn out right. That's not God, okay? He's going to finish the job, he's going to get it done, and he's going to create the way, everything in the way he's going to want it done. There's no reason. And plus, get off the fence. I'm not going to argue with somebody on the fence. Just come to one of the two sides. Go believe in God and creation or believe in evolution. Second of all is the argument based on the fact that the Bible is not true, okay, the non-biblical side of things. Now, I would like to start by saying that creation and evolution are both faiths. None of us were around when it happened. None of us were around to see when either of those took place. So whether evolution is true or whether creation is true is a faith believed by anybody. And the thing about it, though, is that, with that being said, okay, I'm going to say this, that evolution has not been scientifically proven. Evolution is not a scientific discovery, and let me tell you why. It's because none of us can see the original thing taking place. We weren't there. We don't know. We just don't know completely 100% sure. That's where a thing called faith comes in. So, as far as the evidence part goes, I want any evolutionist out there to, I want to see a missing link, okay? In order for me at all to believe in evolution, that it is all the truth, I want to see a missing or transitional link. I want y'all to agree with each other for one thing. I mean, for goodness sakes, there's so many estimates out there of millions of years, billions of years, hundreds of millions of years, that however old the Earth is, rather than just the simple 6,000 years old, which it is. There are so many other theories and ways of which the world has been said to have been created. Some say that the planet Earth was created because a random explosion happened, nothing exploded basically, and it randomly started spinning and everything started moving into orbit. And then man started from this primordial gook that just lightning struck it, I believe, and then came out and somehow created life, and then that life started to crawl, and then the life started to kind of, you know, limp around, and then it started to walk, and then it started to think, and then it started to talk, okay? And then there's the Big Bang, there's just that we came from apes, there's the evolution of, man, there are some that believe parts of it, there are some that say that that the Big Bang happened, there are some that say it didn't happen, but man still evolved from the apes, there are some say that Earth was just here, and that, you know, the primordial soup stuff just started walking around eventually one day and turned itself into a man, basically. So there is no one true theory in evolution that stands. There's so many of these theories up in the air, whereas creation is just God created. There's one God that created one universe in 7 24-hour days. That's all it takes. And so I prefer to stand with one who has one settled theory, one settled statement of faith, instead of so many of these crazy things. Well, it could have been this, could have been that. I'd rather have the stable, sturdy foundation on which to lay all my beliefs on, especially if it's something like that I believe in. Also, like I said before, there are no missing links. There are no transitions that have been found, because if things were evolving, then we'd see a mother wouldn't give birth to a human child. Mother would give birth to whatever, that primordial soup stuff again. And then it'd start all over the process of evolution again, and it would continue to grow. It would change forms, change species. It would be turned into eventually an ape, and then into a man. So, I mean, that's not how it works. Obviously, we know that a mother gives birth to a human child, and then it grows. And that growth is not evolution. That is growth. It's the same growth that animals take from the baby form of that animal to the time when it is an adult and fully grown. So really, I got to say for today is that creation to me is more sturdy. There's one thing that I believe. There's one thing that creation says. One God, one universe, 7 days. Rather than millions or billions of years, or this is what we think happened, and this might have happened, this might have not, you don't know, but all I know is evolution just seems like an excuse to me. An excuse to get away from God and his creation of the whole universe. Man is searching so desperately when the Bible maps it out so simply and easily for us to understand. That's what man always does, because we're sinful man. We're not perfect, so what happens? We turn away from God, and we come up with this nonsense. So to me, evolution's just an excuse. If it were all set in stone, that'd be one thing. It'd be maybe a valid argument, but to me, with creation being a stable argument and then evolution being all over the place, it just doesn't make sense to me. So I hope you do realize that. And once again, it just comes down to a God problem. You believe in God, you don't believe in God. And if you wanna get your doubts about God settled, I made a podcast on that recently as well. Go listen to that. So I appreciate you listening today. Whatever your views are, I respect them. But I may not agree with you, but I respect them. Doesn't mean I need to be rude or nasty. It's just that's not what I agree with. Is evolution isn't what I agree with, and so I believe in creation very firmly. So I hope you did enjoy this episode today, and please do subscribe if you want to hear more content like this. Also, if you think this would be a help to anybody, don't hesitate to share it. I will see y'all again next time. God bless you. Bye.